Tracy, good to have you here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's start off with something that a lot of people don't know much about, especially if they've moved here. I'm in this boat, and that is being able to make your yard lush and lean without wasting a lot of water. We don't want to do that in the desert.
Yes, exactly. Water conservation is key for us, and a lot of people when they first move here think the desert's so brown and so ugly, and once you really start looking at it, there's a lot of beautiful choices of native plants and water smart landscaping strategies. And this Lush and Lean workshop series is a very popular one. It's hosted by Las Cruces Utilities. The first one will be kicked off by County Planner David Cristiani, who will talk about desert landscaping on February 23rd. So you can find the whole schedule of workshops in this week's bulletin.
Good news. I want to get to some of those. I need more learning about how to keep everything looking good. But
yes,
you're right. There are a lot of nice native plants.
Yes, there are.
Well, you also have an insert in the bulletin tomorrow. This is a preview of the Senior Olympics, and you've got this happening starting on Saturday, the Senior Olympics.
Yes, the Senior Games, Doñana County Senior Games, kicks off on February 18th. And so on Friday the 17th, or actually Thursday, when the bulletin begins distribution, inside 16 pages is a special program for them, profiles several of our senior Olympians here in town. A lot of them have really interesting stories. Registration form is included in there, as well as the schedule of events. And a couple of exciting notes about that is that the summer games will actually be held in Albuquerque this year and also next summer. And then the national Senior Olympic Games will be held in Albuquerque in 2019.
Wow.
So this is an exciting year for the Senior Games.
That's great. I always enjoy interviewing those folks. It gives you hope.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because
exactly.
when you're swimming and running and biking and you're 90 years old, it's like sometimes I don't have the energy, and I was like, I have no excuse, right?
Yes, you got to get out there and stay active and make friends and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely
a really good program.
Lots happening in the city of Las Cruces, and the council meetings have been busy lately. You have a couple of big issues here.
Yeah, the city council, you know, in between their regular meetings, they had a work session on February 13th to discuss a few things. They talked about some community projects that they were approving funding for. But two of the bigger things that they talked about was a construction project on Valley Drive. They heard a revised proposal for that project that would take about 18 months to complete and would impact Valley Drive from Amador to Avenida de Mesilla. And the revised proposal takes some of those businesses into better consideration and adds on some items that would actually make that road a lot nicer for people walking and biking. So that's something that will be voted on soon. Another big point of discussion was the management of the Rio Grande Theater, which is run by the Doñana Arts Council, which is now in its third year of a five-year contract with the city to manage the theater. So there's a little contention there about who, you know, the CVB is coming in and saying, well, we can run it, we could do it. And I'm, you know, maybe that would be fine. But the Doñana Arts Council also wants to continue their contract and fulfill that obligation. So there will be some decisions on that coming up in the near future.
Yeah, real near future. And that's generated a lot of comment. I'm sure you've seen letters to the editor. We've had a few on our website. People really upset about this issue, and we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yes.
All right. Finally, in this segment today, we have a story about some special training for a very important individual who works for the city.
Yes, our new fire chief here in Las Cruces was accepted into a program that has a really long name, the International Association of Fire Chiefs Fire Service Executive Development Institute. It's a pretty prestigious program that some fire chiefs of smaller communities get to participate in to learn about leadership trends, new technologies, and just emergency preparedness to, you know, help prepare Las Cruces for anything that may come our way.
That's great news. All right. Well, we'll look for those stories and much more in tomorrow's Las Cruces Bulletin. Tracy Roy is the content director there. Tracy, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.